We want to move to the part of our service where we're going to have some people come forward. We have five believers in Jesus Christ getting baptized today. They're obeying the command of Jesus Christ to be baptized upon belief in Him. They are disciples of Jesus, and they desire to be obedient to Jesus and be baptized. But before we can get to the waters of baptism, we need to first get to the truth about sin. The Bible tells us that the truth about ourselves before God is this, that we are sinners. God says through His word that we're transgressors. We are trespassers. If He's made a line and says don't cross it, that's just what we do. We just cross the line according to Him. He says we are enemies. He says that we are rebellious against Him. We are told by God's word that we are hostile toward Him and engaged in evil deeds against Him. We are excluded from the life that God Himself is. God's word says, He says that we are dead in those sins before Him. We are called children of wrath, and we are worthy of His righteous, eternal wrath. We are truly in that condition helpless. We can do nothing for ourselves to change that before God. Once you've faced that truth about yourself before God, then you can move to the good news of Jesus. So we want to get to the waters of baptism, but first we have to get to the truth about ourselves and then the good news of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus bore in His body on the cross sin. Jesus is the one who personally never knew any sin, but He willingly submitted Himself in the place of sinners at the cross so that He could take that sin out of His Holy Father's sight. His Father then looked upon Him there as if He was the one that committed the sin. And so what the Father did is the Father turned His wrath away from the sinners whose sin is on Him, and He turned His wrath toward His Son, and He poured out all of it on His Son in the place of sinners. And the penalty that the sinner had to pay was paid by Jesus instead on the cross. That's how forgiveness of sin comes. Forgiveness of sin was purchased because of what the Son willingly did in going to the cross. Jesus died, and Jesus was buried. And God raised Jesus then 3 days later from the dead. And currently He's at the right hand of the throne of the Father in heaven. And all He is waiting for is for all of His enemies to be put as under His feet. He's going to come. He's going to judge the world. He's going to reign on it. So that's the good news concerning Jesus Christ. And once you've seen the good news of Jesus, you can then move to the response to Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that Jesus did this great work at the cross for every single sinner who believes in Him. Faith is the right response to the good news of Jesus at the cross. Believe that God did what He actually said He did at the cross with His Son. We are called to entrust our lives to Christ. You're no longer to trust in yourself. You see, biblical faith is that great looking away from yourself. You are done with yourself when your eyes have been opened by God. You don't want to trust in yourself anymore. You look away from yourself and you entrust yourself to Jesus at the cross. He's the focal point of faith, not us. And all who did this in the past, all who do this even today, and all who will do this before He comes back, those are the ones for whom forgiveness of sin is real. On the basis of that faith in Jesus Christ, God does something amazing. He declares that believer to be righteous in His sight. God looks at that believer as if sin never touched him or ever will touch him. Good deeds have absolutely nothing to do with gaining that righteousness. So we said before we started here that we want to get to the waters of baptism, but before you can do that, you first have to get to the truth about sin, and then the gospel of Jesus, and then the response to Jesus. These five today profess that biblical response to Jesus. They are believers in Jesus Christ. And so now we can talk about the waters of baptism. It's really as simple as obedience to Jesus. That's it. It's as simple as obedience to Jesus. He's determined that one of the very first acts of obedience to him is supposed to be this, upon faith in him. They are going to be baptized. That means they're going to go all the way under the water, and they're going to come all the way out of the water. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're identifying themselves with that great work of that triune God through the second member of the Godhead, Jesus. These five today simply just want to obey Jesus. That's what they want to do. And be baptized because of their belief in the saving work of Jesus. But water baptism is also as simple as public identification. When a believer gets baptized, the believer is declaring to those publicly surrounding him or her that he or she is a member of that group of people that follow Jesus Christ, who believe in Jesus Christ, the church. All of you will know today that these five believers in Jesus want to be identified with you. That's what they're saying publicly. Five believers in Jesus Christ are associating themselves publicly with a whole bunch of other believers in Jesus Christ called Grace Bible Church. And so that's what they want to do first. So, Smed, I'm going to have you bring them up one at a time, and you get to hear them boast in their Savior.